Literature analysis. For the same reasons the grounded theorist allows the research problem to emerge from the data, a full review of the significant literature is conducted after the theory is generated from the data. The literature reviews done in quantitative research and traditional qualitative research serve as buttresses on both sides of research findings. Literature reviews are conducted to support the need for new research. The research is conducted, findings emerge independent of the literature, and the research is again supported by the literature to demonstrate its contribution to the researcher's profession. In grounded theory, data buttress the theory, and the literature is part of the data. I learned very quickly that grounded theory researchers cannot go into the literature review thinking, the theory has emerged, I'm done, how does it fit? Instead, the grounded theorist must understand that the literature review is actually a literature analysis, and it is not separate from the research, but is a continuation of the process. The references and related research quoted in this book both supported and informed the emerging theories. Evaluating grounded theory. According to Glaser, grounded theories are evaluated by assessing their fit, relevance, workability, and modifiability. The theory has achieved fit when the categories of the theory fit the data. Violations of fit occur when data are forced into preformed categories or discarded in favor of keeping an existing theory intact. In addition to fit, the theory must be relevant to the action of the area. Grounded theories are relevant when they allow the core problems and processes to emerge. Workability is achieved if the theory can explain what happened, predict what will happen, and interpret what is happening in an area of substantive or formal inquiry. There are two criteria for evaluating whether a theory works. The categories must fit, and the theory must work the core of what is going on. Working the core means that the researcher has conceptualized the data in a way that accurately captures the participants' main concerns and how they continually address those concerns. Last, the principle of modifiability dictates that the theory can never be more correct than its ability to work the data. Thus, as the latter reveals itself in research, the former must constantly be modified.